I'm getting a little too obsessed with the game of golf and just trying to get better. And so I have one app that I keep track of my shots and how far I hit each one. Mm-hmm. And it has GPS in it. Mm-hmm. And then I have another app where I keep my complete score. Mm-hmm.
And I think all those things
so
are great.
So I can see how I'm progressing as I'm trying to get better.
Yeah.
And Kennedy has suggested maybe just go out there and whack a ball.
Yes. We got a really good text. Can I read it? From the 781. When I started playing golf again, I made an agreement with my sister that I would pick up my ball when I got frustrated. And I would not keep score until I felt good enough so that I could relax and enjoy the game. Now I vary between the two, keeping score or not. It allows me to relax and remove pressure. And I am very competitive with myself.
That is a two-stroke penalty.
Okay.
Alicia from Nashua.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right. Sounds good.
Good.
Hi.
So what happened with your best friend?
So she had a very serious neck injury a little over a year ago and was my golfing friend before. That's how we met. They just bought a golf house in Georgia. They still golf up here in Nashua. And she made the decision yesterday that she was going to try to come out with me and play nine and take it easy. Just with me, so there was no pressure from the hubby or anybody else. And she still kept score. There was one hole that was, you know, a little intimidating. Like you said, she picked up the ball, so you just shook it off. But even in her situation where it was, all I want to make sure is I could do this game, her validation for I can do it was she shot a 54 in the end. Not too shabby.
That's fantastic. Yay! Sounds like we have a lot of women that play golf, Kennedy, that listen to this show. That's what
it
sounds like. Maybe we should do the Carson and Kennedy golf outing one day.
I will drive the golf cart. Because
I think you would be...
I have a very natural swing, I've been told, but I do not have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. And
so
I know this
practice
about
me. What you preach. Just go out there and go...
But it's not for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like if I found something for... I like to go hiking in the
Kennedy.
Woods. I like to go on hikes.
Except you get to whack a ball every once in a while.
You know, I just take a stick and I whack a tree and I feel better. And then apologize to the tree, of course.
I like this idea of a ladies only golf outing.
You and the ladies?
Yes, just all women that listen to this show going around. Take over a golf course and just whack a ball.
Or maybe we should just go to a driving range to start.
No. We want to be out on the course. We want to have the full experience. Our good friend B-Side wants to talk about not keeping score of stuff. What's up, B-Side?
So my thing is, I'm not a golfer, but I'm a mini golfer. And there is a said trophy in our house that gets passed between the two of us when one of us wins the mini golf day. But I think you should treat it like mini golf. If you par too many, just forget about it. Just be like, mulligan, just go on to the next hole. Goodbye. Just forget about it.
The thing, though, is this is way too much time. I mean, mini golf, you can get in and out in 35 minutes.
It's true.
Playing 18 holes of golf is like 3.5 to 5 hours of your life.
Right, but can you just find a way each hole to be like, well, there's a pretty bird, or wow, this grass sure feels... Take off your shoes, Carson.
Thank you, B-Side. Jeff is from Bedford. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, Carson?
Good. What are you thinking about enlightened Kennedy and not keeping track of scores?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I've tried it, and then I feel guilty that I didn't keep score, even when I do bad. But, however... You know, when you're golfing, if you have 5 good hits during the entire round, you forget about all the bad ones. And that's what makes you keep coming back.
Oh, no, it's definitely that way, for sure. But also, I got to see how I'm doing.
But,
I got to see my
progress. But you know that intuitively. Like, you know what you're hitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just, I don't know.
It happened to me the past month or so. I wasn't doing well. I'm like, should I give this up? I don't play well. Am I getting worse? And then I waited a few weeks, came back and played and shot a much better round. So, you know, but you still want to keep track.
All right. Thank you for that. We appreciate it, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye.
Laura's from Wilmington, and you're a runner, right?
I am. So I've been a runner for years and years, and I ran competitively in high school and college. And I feel like it sucked the joy out of the sport for me, constantly worrying about my pace and what place I finished in, and did I get a PR? So as I've gotten older, I've learned to run without a watch.
Nice.
And I've never been happier.
Nice.
I feel like, yes, I've like rediscovered my love of running because I finally stopped worrying about my pace.
That's awesome.
You know, my wife won't go out and walk steps or run or anything without her watch on because she feels like if it doesn't track on her watch and she doesn't time it and doesn't get her steps, that it doesn't count.
Correct. There is that vibe. But this constant need to be checking and making sure and whatever, right. It stops you, as you say, from enjoying something you really loved. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Real quick, let me grab Angelina from Swampscott. What happened with your boyfriend?
Yeah, he is a golfer, and his whole family is a golf family, and they just played in a championship together, and he lost really bad, but his cousin just won, so he's been really in his head about it, but, like, all the time we go out, and we don't keep score, and it's the best he ever plays when we don't keep score.
Yeah. Pressure gets to you, man. It's like when you call in for Campy Kennedy, the pressure gets to you. Just have fun, kids, if you're calling for Campy Kennedy. Just have fun.
What's your husband's name? What's his handicap?
He's just my boyfriend.
Oh, does he want to play? I need somebody who's better than me to give
goodness.
Me some tips. Couple of text messages, Kennedy.
Yeah.
From the 781, what I'm hearing is there needs to be a Carson and Kennedy golf charity tournament of some sort with the proceeds going to Hey Sam.
I love it.
Somebody else from the 508, I second the notion of a driving range outing. You can call it Carson Drives Kennedy Crazy.
Oh! Yep.
It's pretty good.
Mini golf, much more my scene.
Carson and Kennedy.